Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, the podcast and website for geeks and non-geeks alike. You don't have to be a geek to love it here. Time for another Blind Geek Zone podcast. Here's your host, Rick Harmon.
All right, we're going to do a demonstration here this morning of the Keurig K65 K-Cup Brewer. I'm coming to you from the iPhone today. Yeah, I want to do some editing on this, but want to talk about the Keurig K-Cup Brewer here that I purchased the other day. For those of you that don't know what a Keurig K-Cup Brewer is, A K-cup is a little container here of various things. This one happens to be French vanilla coffee. You can get all kinds of coffees, teas, hot chocolates, and derivatives of those things in these little K-cups that are made for these Keurig brewers. Trying to describe the brewer here a bit for you. It's well over a foot tall. Probably pretty close to a foot wide. And probably about a foot or more deep. I'm not real good on my measurements here, just by hand. This unit is available from Target and many, many other places, Amazon online, the Keurig site itself, K-U-R-I-G.com. This particular unit was $129, and again, it's the Keurig K65 system. A little bit of description here of the unit. Here on the left side of the unit is your water tank that you can fill. And that is removable. It just pulls up and away from the unit. Along the front, you have a little piece that just sets in place. That is your like a little drip tray. There's a metal piece on top of it here that comes off. Whole thing is washable. You know, it's where when you're dispensing liquids, sometimes, you know, a little drip down after the fact. And this contains it. So that's washable and removable. Up from there is your dispenser. And above that is a lever that you lift, and it opens up the top of the unit to where you drop your little K-cup in, and then you put the lever back down. On the right side of the top is the controls for the unit. Although the K65 does have a display and is programmable, it doesn't appear to be necessary. I've unplugged this when I'm not using it, plug it in when I want to use it. I've not had any complaints from the system at all. So there are some things you can program. I don't know exactly what they are. And as a blind user of the device, we probably don't care all that much. I think part of it is temperature settings. The default, however, is plenty hot. So on this control panel, at the very top, if you feel towards the back of it, it's in a little oval area, is the power button, and then the open area in the middle is your display. The area at the bottom of that little circular oval area is a menu, program menu button, and then below that, as you continue down this angle on the unit, you have three buttons. And they kind of are in like a down arrow configuration. You have one on the left, and you have one that's down a little from it, and then the one on the right is back up at the level of the one on the left. So it kind of feels like a V or a down arrow. The one on the left is your small cup. The one that's a little lower and in the middle is your medium cup. And the one back up on the right is your large cup. All right, let me get this unit ready to run for you. I'll do some editing here on our recording. All right, I'm back. I've turned power on to this outlet. And back over here with some water. The top of this lifts off on this left side of the water reservoir. And it'll hold 48 ounces. Let me move you up there a little bit so I don't spill water on you. All right, pour some water into this. And we'll put the lid back down. There we go. Lid is back in place. Oh, let me plug it in now. Let's see, let me set Mr. iPhone down a sec here. And plug this in. Okay, plugged in. You hear a little click when you plug it in. Okay, I'm back. We'll come here and turn the power on. The reservoir on this for the water holds 48 ounces. It's a bit thirsty. When you power it up, it sucks some water into its internal tank. And I found out real quick when I first got it that it wants a fair bit of water in the tank, or a little reservoir light will blink that you, as a blind person, would know nothing about. So if power up, nothing happens, it just sits there. Odds are the light's blinking, so pour some more water in it, make sure it's got enough water in it, and we'll turn power on right now. You hear it pumping water into the internal tank. All right, and that is finished. If all is going well, the unit will begin to heat the water up in the internal tank. Listen here for that. Yep, I hear it. And you'll hear it here momentarily if you're not. Yeah, you may hear it. Now, it's heating the water up. According to the instructions, this takes roughly 4 minutes. Doesn't seem to me that it really normally takes that long. Uh, But that noise you hear is the heating elements heating the internal water tank, and just, you know, the noise from that. So if you don't hear that pretty quickly after you hit power, that most likely means that the water reservoir doesn't have enough water in it, and you just need to add some more water. And we figured that out after about 8 or 10 minutes the other day when I got it, and it just sat there and blinked. It gets a little loud. There were people on Amazon in the reviews complaining that it's way too loud. I don't consider it to be that loud. And it's quieting down. That means it's finished. And that's definitely not 4 minutes. It seems to really do this quickly. And it's almost ready. After about 20 or 30 seconds of hearing nothing, which we're not quite to that point yet, then we're ready for our next phase. Let's see, what did I do with Mr. K-Cup? There he is. Where is Mr. Coffee Cup? There he is. Okay. And, oop, hear a little bit of noise again. Still be thinking. It says not to open the K-Cup lever until it's ready. What will happen is when it's ready is a light will blink here on the panel, and the screen actually will say ready to brew. And you know, of course we can't see that, so we wait till we don't hear anything. Coffee cup just sets here on this front piece. Oops. Still making a little bit of heating noises. We'll give it just a wee bit more, just to be sure it's ready. All right. Let's we're going to lift the lever up, and what they suggest you do initially is you do a cleansing brew, which just pumps water out of the internal tank and out. The internal tank holds its water. If you didn't use this every day, you know, maybe you only used it once every week or so, you know, you would get some water in that internal tank that isn't probably really the best for you after that point. And so we lift the lid, lift the lever, I mean, take it back down. And visually, the small coffee cup light should be blinking. And I heard a little bit of a heating noise again. And then we'll press that small cup button on the left. And you hear dispensing water into the cup. Okay. And we'll take this and we'll dump it out. I used it yesterday, so I'm sure the water is fine. But if you only use it every several days or, you know, infrequently, you'll want to do that. Because that internal tank holds some nasty water. Okay, we'll dump that out. And we'll come back over to the unit. And we'll brew a cup of coffee. I've got some K-Cups on order from Amazon, various flavors of hot chocolates and apple ciders, hot apple ciders, and things like that. Okay, we'll lift the lid again. And Mr. K-Cup goes in with its lid up. Once you close this lid, you're dedicated because it pokes a hole in this K-cup. Okay, I've put the lid back down. Got the cup in place, and I'm going to do a large cup this time. And it's heating up some water. Which it says it will do in between cups. Can take 15 or 20 seconds. Okay. Alright. And we've got nothing. Which usually means... I'll set the iPhone back down here. That the infernal contraption wants some more water. The top off here. Yep, water's way down. Hang on a second, I'll go get some water for it. It is a thirsty beast. And if it doesn't have enough water in the outside reservoir tank, it will and you hear it again. There we go. And this makes 6, 8, and 10 ounce cups of whatever you want to make in it. This is a large cup, which is 10 ounces. Done. It's heating the internal water tank back up again. And at this point, it has finished dispensing liquid into the cup. Mmm. Hot, hot, hot. Hot, hot, hot. And it needs sugar, too. So. All right. There you go. And pretty simple to use, pretty simple to clean up. Not too much cleanup required on this thing. Just once in a while, you got to clean out the drip tray, and you know you want to clean out your outside water tank, and maybe your check around in your K-cup area But it's about it as far as I understand. They recommend you use bottled or filtered water. It does come with a filter piece that slides down into the outside water tank. And I assume if you're using just regular tap water, that it would trap most of the minerals and stuff, you know, that are in regular water. Otherwise, you know, you do have to do a bit of cleaning on this like you do any coffee machine. You know, it gets clogged up after time. People have told me you can run white vinegar through it every 4, 5, 6 months. And, you know, that gets rid of those calciums and things like that. So, if you don't want to use a stove, don't like to make more than a cup of coffee or so at a time, you know, you don't want to brew a whole pot. The Keurig is a very nice unit, very easy to use. Not real, real cheap. Like I said, this unit was 129. Units vary anywhere from, from about $80 up to about 150, depending on the model. There's a lot of models out there. This is the K65 again, and I think a lot of these units are accessible. There's some without displays, there's some with displays. Like I said, this display doesn't really seem to care. The book says leave the power on all the time, but down here I don't have a place where I can plug this into power all the time, and it's not been a problem whatsoever. I just plug it in, turn the power on, and do its thing, and it's happy. Now I'll turn the power off and unplug it. Let me set Mr. iPhone down again. There we go, and it's unplugged, awaiting its next use. All right, hey, hope you enjoyed this. Just wanted to kind of share with people because I know there's always people out there interested in being able to do the K-Cup thing and not sure if the devices are accessible or not. The K65 definitely is, and I assume a lot of the others are as well. So hope you get one of these devices and enjoy. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening. For more great podcasts like this one, check out the Blind Geek Zone at www.blindgeekzone.net.